feeling that the Lord's asking us just a very simple question is, do we love Him? And I'd like you just to close your eyes and just talk to the Lord right now. And just answer that question to Jesus. Do you love Him? And it's not a trick question or anything like that. It's just an opportunity for us to express who we follow, who we choose, who we live our lives after. And Daddy, I for one say that I do love you. I'm very proud to be a follower of Jesus. Father, my choices, as we just sang about, our soul sings. So my soul is my emotions. And Daddy, help me to be more emotional. Help me to be more on fire as we've been singing. Father, help my emotions to get in touch with all the emotions that God has for me. Part of my soul is my mind. And Father, I know that my mind doesn't always think the right thoughts. My mind needs to be renewed. It needs to be redeemed. It needs to be restored. And Father, yet my mind does choose to worship you. My mind does choose to say that I love you. My mind does choose to acknowledge that you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And another part of our soul is our will. It's the choosing part. And Father, I was 8 when I chose you. And I choose you again today. I make another choice to say, I am a follower of Jesus. I have invited Jesus into my life. I will continue to follow after him. And I'd like you just to say your own little prayer to the Lord today. What is it that you'd like to say to the Lord? What kind of commitment are you making to him again tonight? What are you feeling him asking of you tonight? Holy Spirit, come. Help us to get in touch with how you're speaking to us right now. And it could be that there are people in this room tonight that you've never connected with Jesus and aren't really sure how to do that. And can I encourage you, it's just such a simple thing. The Bible says that those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You'll be set free from things that have been struggling, holding you down. The biggest thing that you'll be set free of is sin. And sin has a death sentence over your life. And when you call upon the name of the Lord and saying, I need help, come be with me. Forgive me of all of my sins. I choose you. The Lord comes. And you have a new address. Instead of your destiny being hell, which was never intended for you, it was intended for Satan. But those of us who in our past have rebelled against God, and rebelling isn't even saying, God, I hate you. It's not even that. It's God, I didn't choose you. That's what rebelling is I'm not choosing you. And we have a new address, and it's called heaven. It's called living with the Lord forever and ever. It's called everlasting life. And if you're in this room and never given your life to Jesus, you can just call on his name right now and say, Jesus, come and be real to me. Come and save me from my sins. Come and be a part of my life. And he'll hear your prayer. He'll hear your prayer and he'll come. It's one of the greatest privileges that we have is to confess our faith to Jesus. Can I get all of you, I'm switching right now, can I get all of you that used to be in a Catholic tradition or still are in a Catholic tradition to please stand? Because I want to speak a blessing over you folks tonight. Used to be Catholic tradition or are currently Catholic tradition. Can I tell you of something extraordinary that our church gets to be a part of? The current Pope is not only a born-again man, but I don't know if you know this, speaks in tongues and all that kind of stuff. He's full of the Holy Spirit. And he is, I wouldn't say pushing, maybe that's the right word. He is drawing, moving the Catholic faith closer and closer and closer to encouraging every single person to have a born-again experience. He stated that the end of last year, he was in Germany. It was the end of last year or earlier this year. He was in Germany at the very church where Martin Luther nailed his statement that salvation comes by grace. And before that, it used to be, well, you could buy your salvation if you gave a large donation to the church. That got you so many years off purgatory and those kind of things. And he rebelled against that because he didn't read that in the Bible. And the current Pope, at the very front of that door, declared that what Martin Luther said was correct, that salvation is by grace, it is by a personal choice to have Jesus in your life. And he went as far as to say that the five tenets, or the five, I'm not sure what the formal term is, but the five things that you do to become a Catholic, born, christened, First Communion, married in a Catholic church, extreme unction when you die, those kind of things, the sacraments, they are good, but they do not save you. And that's radical for the Catholic Church. In 2 weeks' time, there is a meeting of cardinals and archbishops in the Vatican to talk about how do they move even more the whole denomination, the whole billion people on planet Earth, to move towards having people believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. They have asked that John Arnott, our founding pastor, go and be part of that council and part of that discussion. So this just happened last week. Pastor Bruno Arullo from our Newmarket campus has been working for many years with the Catholic Church and just helping to transition and to just be friends and all that kind of stuff. And so we've been known for years as a friend, a church that's friendly to Catholics, and we've had many Catholics speak and all those different kind of things that love Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, etc. 300 million born-again Catholics on planet Earth. It's a large number. And Bruno was there, and they said, did you know that we're having this meeting, and can you ask your pastor to come? And so John was scheduled to be somewhere else in the States. He's canceled that. He's heading to the Vatican in a couple weeks. So for those of you that are near someone who's standing, can I get you to just put your hand on them and bless what the Lord is doing in the Catholic Church? Can you move around and find someone? Just put your hand on them to represent the Catholic Church worldwide. And Father, we just want to say we are blessing the work of the Holy Spirit in the Catholic Church around the world. And Father, these folks in the room here, they represent different cultures. I see people from Africa, I see people from South America, I see people from Europe that are standing, from North America. And Daddy, we just thank you that the Catholic Church is having a renaissance. There's a revival that's taking place. And Father, it would appear that one third of all Catholics already are followers of Jesus. That seems to be the number that they're using right now. They love the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a formality, it's not just a name, but it's a deep relationship. And Daddy, we're asking, because there's many places, lots of places in Europe where that's not the way it is. Lots of places in Canada where that's not the way it is. To be Catholic is a name, just the same like a Baptist would be, or something like that. And Father, we're asking for your blessing on the cardinals, the bishops, the archbishops that are going to be meeting and having this meeting. Father, we bless Matteo Calesi, who's the leader of the Catholic Charismatics worldwide. We bless Charles Whitehead. Both these men have preached in our pulpit here. Father, we bless these two men that are the leaders of the Catholic community that love Jesus. And Father, may there be favor on them in the discussions, in the debating that's going to be taking place. May the plans of God be moved ahead tenfold, as it were, Daddy. Not just little steps, but massive steps. And Father, I want to thank you for the previous Pope as well, Pope John Paul II. And Father, I remember that on one of the Pentecost Sundays, a couple years before he passed away, he prayed that every Catholic would be full of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we're asking that those kind of prayers that these people are hoping for their people, Father, that they may happen for Catholics all around the world. And Father, we thank you for those that are in this room today that come from that faith. We bless what you have done and what you're going to continue to do. Father, bring revival to the Catholic Church. Bring revival to the Anglicans. Bring revival to the Baptists and the Pentecostals. Father, bring revival to the Christian Church. Father, may these be glorious days of what you're doing in our presence. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for acknowledging that, friends. Manuel, up here, sir. This is Manuel. He's one of the students in the School of Ministry, and he is going to get us ready for giving our offerings to the Lord tonight, and then we're going to go into some more ministry.
Yeah, as already he said, my name is Manuel, and I'm from Germany, and I'm part of the School of Ministry, and I want to talk about my testimony, how I was able and how God provided me, provide for me to come to the school. And it all started about 1 year ago, actually in the summer, when I graduated from school. And I went to a huge Christian camp, about 2,000 people there, and I felt and I experienced God on a whole new level, and it changed me totally. And when I went back home, I was a whole new person, and it was so good to like to see that God is working on me, and I didn't want it to let like fade. And so, but my plans were already made, like for after the school. I was going to do a social 1-2 year as a paramedic. So I figured out with my parents, and after lots of discussions and praying time, that I'm going to cancel that, and that I'm going to the School of Ministry. Yeah. So, but I only had 1,000 euros then. It was kind of my worry that I don't have enough money. So I told God about it, and yeah, so I wrote applications for all different kinds of jobs, and it was kind of like I was really afraid to send them out because I don't want to like to get, no, you're not allowed to work here and stuff like that. So after I wrote these, I didn't send them out. I was so afraid of it. And me and my family, we went to Iceland, where Catch a Fire Church is as well. So, and my brother did there an internship. And yeah, so we visited him. And I was, the whole time when we stayed there, I was like really afraid of it. And like, I was really worried how God gonna do this. And then I got from the worship pastors a prophetic word that God gonna provide the financial aspect for me, and it was so good to hear. And I went back with this with this prophetic word in my hand, and I sent it out my applications. And after 3 days I got an answer of a boss from a chocolate factory, and it was like, oh my gosh, 3 days later, and I didn't expect it. And so he offered me a job, like a temporary job for a replacement for a guy that has an illness, or had an illness at that time. But actually after several days, all the other companies called me and asked if I am able to work there. Like, so I was really like, oh my gosh, which job I'm gonna choose? And actually I figured out to choose between two companies, and one of them was the chocolate factory and one was another. And I told God that if the chocolate factory pays me more than the other company, that I will gonna choose the chocolate factory. And I really had a peace in my heart about the chocolate factory, but I still, not only because of the chocolate. I had a peace, but I really wanted like to choose the job where I get the biggest money. So, at the job, like when they called me and we talked about the job and stuff like that, they really offered me the job and showed me everything in their company, and they were really like, really, they wanted me so much. And then I asked the boss how much money I will get like per hour, and it was actually 3 cents over the amount that the other company would give me. It was so good, and it was really good. So I worked there for nearly 5 months, and I had such a blessed time, and not only because of the chocolate that I could eat there, because if you work there, you're allowed to eat as much chocolate as you want. So yeah. Yeah. And so in February this year, I had all the money that I needed for the school, and it was so great. And yeah, I could apply for the school, and I could book a flight. And it was not only the fact that God provided me, He also saw my heart behind that, because I really felt in my heart that I want to work for the money that I get. I don't want to get it offered and everyone gives me the money. I really wanted to work for it so that it's my money. And I really want to encourage you that you ask God not only for money, that you ask Him for a special way to give it to you, a way that is that brings peace to your heart, and you can really receive that money. And my heart was really that I wanted to work for my money, and so God gave me that job, and He saw that my heart is like really, He wants to work for it. So in the seats in front of you, there are these little envelopes, and there you can put your money in there. And as well, if you want to fill in a check, you can do that as well. It's for Catch the Fire. And I encourage you to give your money to the kingdom. And it's so good to let this money go and see what God does with it. And so I encourage you, and I ask the band to get ready. just come into the front and give your money to the king, and I'm going to pray now. God, I thank you that you support us with all the things that we need. And I thank you for every person that is here tonight and behind the screens at home. And Lord, I ask that you bless the money that we give into your kingdom. I thank you for your promise that you look after the needs of your children. And Papa, I ask that you provide for our financial needs in a way where we feel comfortable. And I thank you, Daddy, that you are good, and you are over all our needs, and you have the overview, and I thank you for that. Amen. Could you all stand up for worship? Together.
We sing out, Emmanuel, how you love us, you always love us.
Hi. Okay, you can obviously be seated. My name is Sarah, and I'm also part of the School of Ministry. I'm doing the Heart module, and I've been here for 2 months now. So far, it's been a really challenging but incredible journey, where God has been doing like a really deep kind of heart surgery. One of those surgeries where you're still awake, so you can kind of feel all the pain, but at the same time, it's really rewarding. And He's been doing amazing things in my heart. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about like inner healing and the Father heart of God. So I just wanted to kind of reveal like his true character and who he is as a dad, and try to expose and remove some of the blockages that we have from experiencing his father love. So I guess we did a week of the Father's heart here, and that was kind of the beginning of understanding the revelation of his love. And One of the things that I was kind of struggling with was like, what was his real, like his actual character as a dad? And because I think the Holy Spirit was quite close to me, I kind of experienced him and I could feel him. And Jesus was also close to me because he was my friend. And then Father was sort of a little bit more distant. And I didn't know if he was always kind of good or if he was kind of sometimes mean or what, but I just felt like God saying to me actually during the week that he's like our perfect earthly father. So what we want our earthly dad to be, or what we desire from our earthly father, is exactly what he is like, because he's a perfect dad. And so I was looking at some of the characteristics of like what we would desire from our own dads. And the first thing is like a father protects. And so I've just got some scriptures to back this up. Like Psalm 18:2, God is our protector. And then Psalm 17:12, he is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. You know, God is protecting us all the time. He's constantly out for our good, and he's like, he's out there, he's a lion, and he's ready to devour anything that comes and tries to get us. Our father brings security. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. So God not only gives us security, like physically, by him being a safe place for us, but he also gives us security in who we are, like our identity, and just where our like security in ourselves comes from. A father provides, and this is actually one that I find hard to trust God with, that he'll always provide. And sometimes I feel like I have to earn it, or I have to do something for him to then give me money or something. But I feel like he's just saying to me, you know, in Luke 12:28, but if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? And I just feel like he's just such a loving father, and he always wants to provide for us. And it's not about what we do. It's not about us earning it. It's just about him and his heart for us. Also, parents, I don't know if any of you are parents here, but I presume you all, as if you have children, you want to, like if your children get sick, you want to bring them to the doctor straight away, or you want to heal them if you can. And so God, as our Father, wants to heal us. Psalm 107:20, he sent out his word and healed them. Just a few more things. Like, Father gives us our identity. So in Romans, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God. And I think this is something that we struggle with. We don't really know who we are. Sometimes we kind of are a bit lost and kind of wandering around. We don't know who we are. And I think if we actually knew our identity and knew that we were his children, and knew that we were like royalty, like we were his princesses and princes, we would walk around so differently. Like, if we actually saw who we really, really were, we would just like behave differently. We would walk around with our backs up straight. We would think we're different. We would view ourselves differently, and we would view other people differently. We would just treat people differently and everything. And I just feel like God's kind of saying that, like, he's shaping our identity. And then also, well, most of all, he's about relationship. So he's an intimate dad, and he wants a close personal relationship with us. I think for me, one of the blockages to this actually was like my own experience with my dad. And although my dad is amazing, and I love him, and he provided for me in every way, he was like more of a passive father. So I don't know what kind of dads you've had. There are different types of dads that you can have. You can have good fathers, passive fathers, performance-oriented fathers, abusive fathers. But my dad was more passive. So although he like provided for me and he was physically there all the time, he wasn't as emotionally connected to me. And I don't really have that many memories of kind of just having that time with him where I can just sit and just chat with him. And so for me, God was a bit more distant, and I didn't really know if I could just sit with him. I didn't know if I could just sit with my daddy in heaven and just chat with him. And so I feel like God's been sort of dealing with the wound of that, and giving me a revelation that actually he really wants to just sit with me and just chat with me and have like daddy-daughter time and just, yeah, be my dad. So, and I think one of the things like that I realized is when... was when I actually kind of, like, sometimes we kind of get these messages, like the Father Heart message. I know it's been going around a little bit now, and it's kind of in our heads, and we kind of know it up there, but it just doesn't go to our hearts. And so for me, during the Father Heart week, it didn't really connect with my heart that much. And it wasn't until I realized actually how sort of angry and upset I was that I didn't have that relationship with my earthly dad, and how much I actually really, really wanted that, and how much I really longed for that. And craved that I realized that's actually what I want from my heavenly father. And so, yeah, I just really feel like God wants to impart his like fatherly love. And for anyone who's had like really difficult childhoods, or like abusive fathers, or even good fathers, or any type of father, but who has just can't really get this revelation, we are going to have some ministry time. And we're actually going to have a fire tunnel to just impart like this revelation into your hearts, and also for like a deep inner healing, because I feel like a lot of it is to do with the pain and the wounds that we have that blocks us from knowing him. So just receive like his love into your heart, and receive a deep like inner healing as well from any kind of wounds that you have. Yeah, I really feel like God's going to do some good work tonight. So, oh, and we're going to start the fire tunnel over here. So if everyone can line up and come in this way and out that way.
Thank you, Sarah. So prayer ministry team, can I get you guys to assemble? Joan, can you get them, all our prayer team? If you're a cell leader in our church, if you're a kids worker or youth worker and you'd like to help pray for people tonight, just come on up to the front. And as Sarah said, what we're going to be praying, we're not going to pray fire like we normally do, fill them the Holy Spirit. You know, we are going to pray those kind of things, but we're primarily going to say, as you're walking through, Father, may the love of the Father, the Heavenly Father, come and find you again and again and again. So that's going to be the prayers tonight as we're going to pray for you. So if you'd like prayer, which is everybody, this is how we're doing ministry tonight. Over here, you're allowed to go through as many times as you want. Here's the rule. Your feet have to be moving. If you stop, you are going to be dragged. Because that means you're holding up the line. So you just have to be walking nice and slow. And if you're going too fast, they'll slow you down. If you're not going fast enough, they'll grab you and pull you through. So, Father, we're asking for every person that's in this room right now. And for those of you at home, I'm going to pray for you as well. But, Father, we're asking as people have hands laid on them that the Father's love would find us again. And, Father, would you come and grab us in a deeper place? And Father, again, may, as Sarah was saying, may healing come to our heart. May healing come to emotions that maybe we don't even realize are there. Father, all the lies that our brain still thinks are blockages, are things that are blocking us, lies, impediments, whatever they are, Father, we're asking that as we're prayed for tonight, that the Holy Spirit's love would just bust all those things away. It would be like a beaver dam sort of getting exploded, and all of a sudden all this junk that's been holding a river up, all of a sudden it just goes, and that river is able to flow again. We're asking for the Father's love to flow in our hearts and lives tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may begin. I'm going to pray for those of you at home right now, if that's all right. Father, we're asking for your Holy Spirit to come, and for everybody who's watching right now on Catch the Fire TV, Daddy, may you touch every person. Father, we're asking for miracles to be happening in people's living rooms all around the world. Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to come. And I just had this picture of some of you even right now receiving the Holy Spirit, maybe even shaking. Maybe you're already on the floor. I don't know what's happening. I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, people are receiving right now. And so, Father, we just ask for the Holy Spirit to sovereignly come. Father, there are people that are watching that need breakthroughs. They need miracles. There's people that are watching right now, and you're needing passports. You're needing green cards. You're needing documents to get from one country to another. And Father, we're asking that all the things that have been holding up the paperwork, Father, we're asking for favor to come, breakthroughs to come, open doors to come in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you so much that you are always with us. You are always with us. You are always with us. And Father, may we receive more of the love of our Father into us and fill us, Daddy. Come right now, Daddy, in Jesus' name. We welcome you. Amen. Amen. Jason, do you have some nice Father loves you?